You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The WBO international title has been settled, folks. Manny Pacquiao, the living legend, returned to prevalence tonight. Of course, not a winner in his last fight. Hasn't looked good in a couple of years. Hasn't knocked anybody out since 2009. But tonight, moved his record to 58-6-2, 38 KOs, with a 12-round unanimous win over two division champions. Talk about his former rival, Timothy Desert Storm Bradley. Bradley now 32-2-1 with 33-2-1 with 13 KOs. Bradley's problem is he can't punch, and he's damaged goods. Of course, he got hurt in the first Manny Pacquiao fight, and he said he had a headache for 3 or 4 months after that. Then he fought Ruslan Provodnikov. He said he had another headache for 6 months. Zach Attack, after two headaches for almost a year, the guy should have never fought again, should he?
No. Well, I mean, you could make that argument, certainly. And if you heard the stories in his training camp for the Marquez fight, I mean, he was getting like knocked out in sparring and stuff like that. So it's pretty rough stuff. He definitely doesn't look like quite the same fighter as he was going into the first Pacquiao fight.
Manny Pacquiao looked small tonight, didn't he? He looked like a small little guy. No more Flintstone vitamins, huh?
Yeah, he definitely did look smaller. And what did you think of that first knockdown? Because it was a little questionable to me. I think it
was shaky and the referee was out of position, you know. But I'll just tell you that Tim Bradley, he doesn't commit himself. He wore these big, fat gloves. You see the big, fat, white Everlast gloves he had on? He's not a puncher to begin with, okay? So you're going to wear pillows on your gloves to even take away any punching power you might have? He should have been wearing those small, little Reyes gloves, you know what I'm saying, where all the padding's up on the wrist and the fists are, like, clean. And he doesn't do that. I can't understand that Teddy Atlas is supposed to be this boxing genius, this man with all this boxing acumen, and yet he lets that get by. That's pretty silly, Matt. Zach, you got a guy that can't punch you. You put him in there with pillows.
No, you make a good point with that. And, I mean, he actually looked like he was hurting Pacquiao at certain points, or, you know, at least shaking him up a little bit. So if he would have had just a little less padding, he might have been able to do more damage in the fight.
On the undercard, the WBO super middleweight title change hands. The long defending champion of both 160 and 168, Arthur Abraham, AA, now 44-5, 29 KOs, dropped a 12-round nod in the WBO title at 168 to Gilberto Sanchez Ramirez. He's got like 19 different names. They call him Zerto. I call him the champion at 168 now for the WBO, 34-0, 20 KOs. The scores were pretty unanimous across the board, 120 to 108. That means a shutout. And, of course, now we take it across the pond, folks. I'm talking about great Anthony Joshua. We have a new era in the world of heavyweights. No doubt about it, folks. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, and Anthony Joshua.
The new heavyweight champion of the world. Anthony Joshua.
Anthony, Olympic champion and now heavyweight champion of the world. It's got a good ring to it, hasn't it?
Sounds like Stormzy.
Put it into words for us if you can.
Well, it's only quarter of the way there, you know what I mean? I ain't going to get too carried away because there's still a lot of work to be done. We went two rounds, hopefully I can go back to the change room, do some pads, and I've got to keep on improving because we've got people like Hay calling me out. Tyson Fury calling me out. All of them. So this is what we want to see. So I need to improve if I'm going to maintain and keep on pushing our higher level.
You said earlier in the week that to beat the atmosphere of the Olympic Games, to beat the atmosphere of the Dillon White fight, you'd have to go a long way. Does this top it tonight?
100%. Every fight gets better and better and better, man. The people here are amazing. As I said, 99.9% of these people are coming out supporting myself and all the other British fighters on the undercard, win, lose or draw. So big respect to you lot. And you know I come to knock people out. I just want to give value for money. You know what I mean? And I really, really do appreciate you lot because there was times when we were training in Fiji ABC. No one cared. And I've been grinding my way here. And I just appreciate the ongoing support time and time again.
Your 15th win inside three rounds. Do you believe there's a heavyweight out there at the moment that can stand up to your power?
Every heavyweight's got power. Every heavyweight's got power. But it's just about speed and precision. And it's just about locking in and staying focused. A few months back, I was in here with Dillon having a great scrap. That was one for the fans. This was one for myself. I told you that I was going to come out and punish him. I'll show him levels. I told you I'll show him levels. And this is the reward. This is just the reward of it.
Was there any fear of the unknown against Charles Martin? Because we didn't really know how good he was.
And it's interesting because there'll probably be some negativity that Charles Martin was easy and so on. But, you know, a few days ago, he was this big, dangerous southpaw. I ain't fought no southpaws. But the danger is his southpaw stance, the fact that he's champion and that gives him confidence, and the fact that he was willing and brave enough to come to the UK into the Lions Den. So that says a lot about Charles Martin. So big respect to him as well.
If it wasn't quite about you before tonight, there will be now.
Listen, regarding all the hype and stuff, as I said, I stay tucked away in the gym, and that's facts. And when I'm not, I'm probably in Asda, IKEA or whatnot, just doing usual things. And then all the hype is good for everyone in boxing. Everyone in boxing, not just myself. So keep on embracing it. Everyone get behind every boxer, not just myself. Keep on pushing this sport. Eddie Hearn's doing a great job. Sky's doing a great job. Do you know what I mean? So keep on following the sport and all of us. Keep on supporting us while we're here, because it don't last forever.
2012 Olympic gold medalist, now the IBF heavyweight title holder. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, AJ, for 16-0, 16 wax, taking out Charles Martin in the second round today. Martin came in undefeated with a big knockout record. I'm 23 and zip with a draw and 21 KOs. But guess what, folks? He couldn't throw. He couldn't lick a stamp. He really looked bad as far as his mechanics were concerned. And the great Henry Tillman, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, prepped him for this fight. They took him over to London for a long time, had him over there for over a month. But guess what? All the preparation in the world doesn't matter if you do not have the talent. Now, Zach Attack Young, we've got now the great, and I've called him great for a long time, Anthony Joshua. Of course, he's still like the rookie on the card. Tyson Fury, the WBO champion at 25-0, you know. And then we've got the heavyweight division. Deontay Wilder is like 35-0 with 34 wax. I mean, wow, the heavyweight division all of a sudden is something to talk about.
Yeah, and you know, and even the guy that Deontay Wilder's fighting, Alexander Povetkin, he's a great fighter as well. And you still got guys like Carlos Takam out there. There's a lot of fighters in heavyweight now, and it's already a lot more exciting than when Klitschko was ruling it.
What about that Cuban bruiser? I mean, he's a monster, isn't he? The guy that was suspended for roids. Doesn't look like he takes steroids like in the last week or so.
Luis Ortiz, he's very good. King Kong is what they
call him. Yeah, but he looks clean for the last week, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's one of those guys like, you know, you've got one of those bodies. All right, now the heavyweight division is what it is. Tyson Fury unbeaten. David Haye, of course, is talking about coming back next year. That would be a big fight in the UK if Tyson Fury and David Haye. But, of course, Tyson Fury is going to meet Vladimir Klitschko in the rematch for the World Heavyweight Championship probably in July or August in Wembley Stadium, possibly Wembley Stadium outdoors. Now, Deontay Wilder, he's an offensive threat. The kid, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist from Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, he comes out and he throws. He might not be the greatest guy as far as throwing is concerned, Zach, but when he's throwing them ones or twos as far as his height's concerned, he's hard to deal with.
Yeah, he is. He has like that Klitschko type of reach, you know, and he's a tall fighter. He's about 6'7", and I think he has pretty good speed as well. So that's another factor that comes into his fights.
Okay, Zach Attack, who's the best of the lot here? Fury, Joshua, or Wilder?
Fury's the most proven right now, but I can easily see either of the other two beating him. So it's a really interesting picture. I mean, Fury definitely has the best resume, not just the Klitschko win, but he has a lot of pretty good wins on his resume.
Interesting. Now back to Manny Pacquiao tonight. Was that enough for Manny Pacquiao to continue his career? I mean, don't you think it would be great for him to go out on top with a win like this? I think that'd be the way to go, but he's not going to do that. He's probably going to squeeze a little bit of money out of that rock, huh?
I think so. I think he'll have one more fight, and it looks like they're talking about him fighting in the Philippines. I can kind of see why he would want to do that. I mean, just like a farewell fight. But this is about as good as it gets for ending your career, you know, finally settling this rivalry, which wasn't really necessary. But at the same time, he kind of affirmed his status as the better fighter between the two. Okay.
Gilberto Zoto Ramirez, 34 now, 24 KOs when he took out Arthur Abraham tonight with a 12-round decision. Ramirez, he looked so much bigger than Abraham. What is he like? He looked like he was a cruiserweight against like a welterweight. Do you see the size difference?
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy difference. And he actually made history. I think he was the first Mexican champion at that weight at super middleweight.
Interesting, 168 pounds.